Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem and welcome back to today's Daf Hayomi. Menachos Daf Chof Hei. We begin right on top of the Mishnah. Says the Hilga Mishnah, Nitma HaKoimetz. The Kohen did the Kmitza out of the Mincha, and that Koimetz became Tamei. V'ikrivoi. But then he burned it on the Mizbeach. What happens now? Hatzitz Meratze. The tzitz, the gold plate on the Kohen Gadol's forehead, that will address this tuma concern. Rashi explains, because the tzitz overrides the tuma factor here. The mincha is kosher. The shirayim are going to be eaten like a regular mincha. However, yatzav yikrivoy. Suppose the Kohen left the premises, left the Beis Hamikdash, and became tamei. Sorry, and became puzzled because it left the area. So the psul, the deficiency is yaitze rather than tamei. V'ikriva, and he proceeded, he brought it back inside and put it on the mizbeach. In this case, ein atzitz meratza, the tzitz will not address it. The mincha is pasul. Why? Shatzitz, because the tzitz can be meratza, can override and address and accommodate a tuma deficiency, ala tamei. Ve'ein meratza, but cannot take care of ala yaitze. Tanur Rabbanan, how do we know? That tzitz addresses tuma only. But not so ironous, I'm not catching the tzitz that Aaron will wear will take care of a specific sin that relates to karbanos. Now the question is which? Didn't specify which one. Which one will be addressed and rectified by the tzitz? Im tamir avon pigel, here pigel means that he had a machshava chuslum kaimai. So while he was processing the carbon, he planned on taking the carbon out of the makdered out of the Beis HaMikdash. So perhaps the tzitz will address that and make the carbon kosher. No, you can't say so. The pasuk says, "Lo yichashev," will not be counted. It will be discounted. It's not going to be a proper carbon. You can't rectify that. Perhaps we're speaking about a carbon that was done with a plan to do the akrava in a couple of days' time. That's called chutzli lezmanai. No. That cannot be so. Harik var nemar. Lo yiratza. The pasuk says lo yiratza. Will not be acceptable. Ha'ena noise elavain tumah. The only remaining deficiency, the only option remaining is tumah. So the blood of the carbo, the kaimetz, became tumah. If he proceeded, if he was makrivit, it takes care of it. Why am I singling out tumah? Because tuma, in a way, has a lightness, a kula. There's a mitigating factor by tuma. Shehutra mechlola b'tzibor, because in some instances, you can actually proceed. I mean, makar v'tuma. If the tzibor is tame, right? If it's a carbon tzibor. So we see that tuma has some allowances. Likewise, even in a private carbon, which is a topic of our discussion, we're not meant to proceed when it's tummy, but if he did so, the tzitz will take care of it. So if the dam became tummy and he applied it to mizbech, or the koimetz, like an our Mishnah, he applied it to mizbech, its tzitz will rectify it, so to speak, to be machshir the carbon. Maskal Rab Zeir. So only option is tumu, not chuslam koimai, not chuslam zmanai, but there's one more candidate. Maskal Rab Zeir, im avon yaitze, perhaps. It's will not address tumu. Perhaps it addresses yaitze if the material left the area. Maybe that's why would I think? Shehutu mechlali b'bama, because by a bama situation, a public altar, an outdoor altar, we find there's no problem of yaitze. By noiv, by givoin, when they had the public mizbeach. Rashi says there are no mechitzes at all. There's no concept of yaitze. So perhaps that is the psul that the tzitz takes care of, because we find that it isn't really all-encompassing. Amalei Abaye. You cannot say that it's yaitze. Amakro l'rotzen olam p'nei Hashem. When the pasuk discusses the tzitz taking care of, you know, the l'rotzen olam l'fnei Hashem, indicating that we're speaking about a deficiency that's l'fnei Hashem. That happened in the premises, in the confines. It's an oven, a deficiency to lifnei Hashem in. Yeah, that happened before Hashem, such as tumah. Oven de yoytzei loy, but oven of yoytzei, which occurred outside, not lifnei Hashem, that's not going to be addressed by the tzitz. Mask of Rabbi Lo, but there are many more candidates. Emo avoin smoil, perhaps the tzitz addresses a case where the kohen chose to do the avoid with his left hand instead of the right, which has mitigating factors, because on Yom Kippur, shu'utu mechlal b'Yom Kippur, there are exceptional cases, like on Yom Kippur, where the kohen gadol uses his left hand. Right? So we find one time that left is okay, so perhaps that explains why the tzitz takes care of a carbon that was processed with the kohen's left hand. Amalei Abaye. Once again, you can't say tzitz takes care of smoil. Amakro. Again, the pasuk says regarding the tzitz, it's going to address avoin hakadoshim. So an avoin means avoin shohayabai udi chisiv. Something wrong that exists in the carbon. Udechisiv, and I sort of ignored it. As opposed to Lavoin, Lafuk Yom Kippur, as opposed to Yom Kippur, where he's meant to use his left hand. Dechsheru b'smoivel. It's not like he shouldn't be using his left, and if he does, it works, it passes. The only way the Kohen Gadol can carry what he's meant to carry, the shovel with the, you know, coals on his right hand, or the spoon with the ktaris in his left. It's the only way to do it. It's not a sin. It's not an avoin. So apparently that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about something which is really a problem all around. It's an absolute avoin, such as tumah. It's just that in a public setting, in a carbon tzibur, with the chisav Torah sort of overrides it, pushes it aside, and ignores it. So that type of deficiency is going to be addressed by tzitz. So if it's by a carbon yachid, we're not meant to process bitumah, but he does so anyway, the tzitz takes care of it. Rav Ashi Amar is another teretz why. How we know that tzitz is not addressing smoil, because the pasuk describing what the tzitz does, avoy nakachim, it addresses avoy nakadashim, something deficient within the carbon itself, not with the processor of the carbon, not a personal issue, right hand, left hand. Perhaps the tzitz addresses a case where he brought a blemished carbon, which has exclusions, which has, you know, mitigating factors. By birds, there's no issue of balmum. So perhaps that's why. Even when it's in an animal, the tzitz can take care of it. The Ramaz, we learned, Tamas v'zachros v'behema, the concept of unblemished and male is specific to animal carbonates. Vein Tamas v'zachros v'oivis, but not by birds. Amaleis, he says, no, alecha, amakro. For this reason, the Pasuk says, regarding bali mumin, lo yeiratze, ki lo yeiratze ni alechem. No way. Shem is not accepting it. It's never going to work. So the tzitz cannot take care of that. Okay, so bottom line is, pasuk tells us that the tzitz takes care of some psul in a carbon, overrides that psul. We have many options, pigel, chosam kaimi, chosam manai. They cannot be, because it says le'yichoshev, le'yirotze. Avain smoil, we address that. Balmum as well, le'yirotze. Yaitze, lefnei Hashem, it has to be. So it's only going to speak about Tuma, which has some allowances by Yetzibur. Hence, even by Karmin Yachad, we're not meant to proceed with Tuma. If he does so anyway, the tzitz takes care of it. Okay. Now, the tzitz takes care of Tuma. How did the Tuma occur? B'shoigeg? By accident? Or b'mezid? Or willingly? Intentionally? Is there any difference between the two? Tan Rabbanan comes a b'raisa with a machlekes. With a stira, we'll see. Dam shenitma, so the blood of a carbon became tummy. Uzrakai, Kain proceeded with his rika on the mezbeach. B'shogeg, he did it unknowingly. Hurtza, it works. B'mezid lo hurtza. But if he did it by Mezid, he's got to redo the carbon. Tosis and Nivamis says, actually, it's Midrabanan. It's a penalty, you shouldn't have done it. But in Torah, of course, it counts. But Midrabanan, he has to do it over. He has to redo the carbon. But Med, Devar, Mamur, when do we say that if it's Bemezid, it's possible? Beyachah, by private carbon. Avol b'tzibur, but if it's in a public setting, a public carbon, it doesn't really matter how. Bein b'shoyge, bein b'mezid hurtzah. Either way it works. The Brisa continues. What about a carbon offered by a goy? A goy can donate a carbon. What happens there if the carbon became tamei and he proceeds? Uboy b'kechavim, bein b'shoyge, bein b'mezid. Bein b'anishon ratzin, unintentionally, intentionally, bainas against his will, baratza, and willingly. So basically, under all circumstances, lo yurza, it doesn't work because the tzitz only addresses a carbon of a yid, ifnei Hashem, right? Not a carbon of a guy. Okay, so basically, we have three categories. A carbon tzibur doesn't need reach a tzitz. A guy will not help reach a tzitz by a carbon yachra of a yid. B'shagig, it works, but mezid not. Here comes another braisa which says that by a Yisrael, tzitz takes care of all situations, even b'mezid, v'amini. Al-matzitz meratze, what does the tzitz do? Al-adam, takes care of the tum on the blood, v'al-basar on the flesh, v'al-achelo on the fats, shenitmo, which became tummy, bein b'shoigig, v'bein, on all circumstances, bein b'shoigig, b'mezid, b'mezid, meratzen, bein b'yachad, b'mezid, tzibur. There's no difference between shoigig and mezid. Whereas in the previous braisa, we say only by shaygig it works, not by mezid. So the Gemara will provide several answers. Firstly, Amar Rav Yosef, lekasha, very simple. It's a difference of opinion. The second braisa, which says that tzitz takes care of all situations, shaygig and mezid, harav yezid, harav yezid shita. Harabon, the first shita which differentiates, which says there's no ritzu tzitz by mezid, that's rabbonim. Because like we said, there's a knas, they penalize them. The Sanya, as we learned in a similar halacha regarding truma, where you separate the truma portion from the produce and give to the kohen, you meant to be careful. Ain't tamin min atomei latar. So you have a batch of proper, pure, toher fruit, and you go and you take from your tamei fruit and you give that to the kohen. You shouldn't be doing that. You shouldn't be giving the kohen deficient produce. Vim tarim, let's say you did it. Does it work? Well, it depends if it was intentional or not. Shoyge, he didn't realize that this is tamei, this is tamei. Truma se truma, it works. Bemezid, if it was done, bemezid. Ain't truma se truma, it doesn't work. You have to redo it. Rabbi Yisraimer, no, there's no knas. Shouldn't be doing it, but we don't penalize you. Whether it's ben b'shoyge, whether it's ben bemezid, truma se truma, it works. You don't have to redo it. So we're assuming in a similar fashion, they're going to retain their positions regarding the tumah of a carbon. So, according to Rabbi Yasi, whether he did it b'shoyig or b'mezid, the tzitz takes care of it. Whereas according to Rabbanon, we penalize you if you did it b'mezid, carbon doesn't work. Ask the Gemara. How can you compare the two discussions? Aim with the shamas like Rabbi Yasi, the leikonis. True. Clearly Rabbi Yasi is of the position. We don't apply a knas, we don't penalize even if it was done by mezid. The meratza tzitz alachilas mishamasli. But there's another issue here. A second braisa said a couple of things. It said that the tzitz can take care of a tumah of a mezid, fine, that could be Rabbi Yosi. But there's another point mentioned in that braisa. Let's look back at that braisa, right on top of the omen. It reads like this: Alma tzitz meratze. What will the tzitz address? And the braisa itemizes many options, many possibilities. Dam that became tummy, basar that became tummy, chela that became tummy. Now, dam is carbon material, but basar is not. Basar is achila; it's meant to be consumed. So the tum occurred with the basar. Who says the tzitz can address that? That's called tzitz meratze al achilas. That's a big chiddush. Who says Rabbi Yosi holds that works? The meratze tzitz al achilas Mishamas, what do we find? That Rabbi Yossi holds that it says can address achilos. But Tani, in fact, Rabbi said that he holds it can't. Matzitz will atone for the tumah on the basar to be considered as though it's around, as though it's tarred. You can proceed. Rabbi Yossi disagrees. Rabbi Yossi, in atzitz maratzal achilos. So it's not going to work going to Rabbi Yossi. Says more yefuch. So we're going to have to flip around the names to make it work. Rabbi Yossi is the one who says tzitz can't take care of tumah that occurred with the basar. Rabbi Yossi Eimer, well, as per that second brisa, tzitz maratzal achilos. Maskel Rav Sheshes. Says Rav Sheshes, I'm not happy with this flip. How can you flip around the words? How can you flip around the names? How can you say it going to Rabbi Yossi? The tzitz takes care of achilas. Listen to this price, which discusses a fellow who ate carbon material when he was tamei. There was karis on that, right? Karis penalty. In all situations, what if he ate the basar before the carbon was processed, etc.? What happens there? Yachal, I would think, basar shenitma, lefnei zirka stamen, yuchayyoh enolav mishum tuma. So a fellow who was personally tamei, and he goes and he eats basar of kachem, which in itself became tamei, and it's before zirka, before you process the carbon. Is he going to be chayyoh for eating it? Is he going to get karis? Tamei loimer, no. Because it wasn't properly processed. It's not suitable for a tahar. A person who's tamei and he eats something which is meant for a tahar, bad news. But in this case, it's different. Tamei loimar. Kol tahar yachal basar. The pasuk says, look, basar of karbanos is earmarked for a tahar to eat. But not for a tamei. Vanefesh. Right, then it says, Vanefesh, tahar yachal basar. Mizevach hashlam asher Hashem. Tumaso el v'nichrsa. Person dares eat that same carbon material when he personally is tummy, he gets karis. There's a connection. There's a correlation. Only the type of basar, which is hanita l'tar, which is mutar for a tar to eat, which had been processed, which is then chayav nol mishum tumah, if a person who's personally tummy will eat it, he's chayav karis. But not in a case where the basar is not really suitable for a tar to eat. V'she'ein hanita l'tar, something which is not tar, mutar for tar, like the basar before zrika. Ein chayav nolav mishum tumah. So if a person eats it while he himself is tamei, there's no karpis. Okay, so at this point we learn that if something is still before zrika, before the carbon was properly processed, at this point, since it's not really mutar to be eaten, it's not nitar latahirin. So if a person who is personally tummy eats it, there's no karis. And certainly if the basar himself became tummy as well, for zrika. So early in the process, it's not properly processed carbon material, there's no karis for eating it betumas hagof. But once zrika occurs successfully, it's called nitar latahir, and the basar is meant for a tahir to eat, so now if a person eats it while he's tummy, there's karis. Now let's say something happens to it now. It became possible, noiser, it stayed overnight, it left the area, it was yaitse. Technically, a tar can no longer eat it. Still we say, if a person who's personally tummy eats it, it gets karis. It's all about whether it was processed successfully. Who says the Gemara? Oh yeah, no, maybe not. Maybe this case should also be excluded. Because look at its current situation, its current state, it's not mutter. It's after zrika, I understand, but right now something happened to it. It's not mutter for a tar to eat, so likewise, there's no karis, maybe. Or yayna, yalla. Or maybe we should take another approach and say, that's all about its current situation. Or yayna, yalla. Nechal tar, and if it's practically going to be fed to a tar, chayav lal mishum tum, there's chiv of karis, if one eats it when he's tummy. Otherwise not, v'she'ein nechal tar, if something is not no longer suitable for a tahar to eat. There's no chiv tumma. For instance, itzani, let's exclude esalon. The basar, you know, was left overnight, became possible. Was hayetzer left the premises, and both these cases, she'ena nechal on tahir, and tahir can't eat them anymore. So likewise, perhaps should no longer apply the halacha of karis. If one eats it when he's tamei tam, alayim ashal Hashem riba, it's a riboy. An inclusionary term, ashal Hashem, even in these cases, there is karis for eating it when you're tamei. Yochel shani marbes hapigulim sani saris. Okay, so let's take it further. Let's say the basar is from a carbon which became pigul, or noisar was left overnight. And now a person who's personally tummy will eat them. Is he getting karis? So first of all, you just cited two examples which are, one of them is redundant. Noisar is hani lon. We just discussed lon a minute ago. Noisar and lon is the same thing. It was left, you know, overnight. Ela afa pigul ki noisaris. The point of the Brice is to make like, noisar was already established a minute ago that there's chiv karis when one eats it with tummy. So maybe pigul as well. So pigul and ki noisaris, that's right I meant to say. So again, the question is, let's say the carbon became pigul. It's after zrika, but it's pigul material. Is there a curse for eating it when you're tamei? Tamalayim, mizevach hashlamim, miyit. Mizevach hashlamim. This halach of curse is only sometime. Mizevach hashlamim, miyit. To exclude this type of case. Now, you have a ribuy, asher lashem, to include some cases. You have a miyut, to exclude others. So you're including and excluding. Well, how do you know which way to go? Umar Royce, the rabbi says, Elu, like says, Elu, who says to include these and to exclude those? What makes you pick and choose one way or the other? Says the Umar, I'll tell you why. Very simple formula. It's called Shasa Kesher, a moment in time of suitability. We have to determine whether there was a moment in time that this thing is really fully okay. In that case, even if something occurred later on, a mishap occurred, like a lun, like a yaitse, Karis still applies if one eats a betuma, as opposed to pigul, which was aborted at the get-go. It never got a, you know, never had a chance. Marbani, I will more likely include. Marbani is elu, these examples of lon and yaita, which occurred after zrika, shoyis lon shas hakosh, that moment of suitability. So in that case, it's karis if one eats a betuma. Umoitani is elu, as opposed to the other cases. Which were never suitable even for a moment. Okay, so that's why by pigul we say there's no chiv karis if one eats a betuma, because the psul occurred as it was being processed during the akrava. Ask the Gemara. Okay, so I have a question. And Taimar. So if the halacha of karis is only when there's a shasa kosher, when there's a moment of suitability, when there was a moment in time that the basa was ready for a tar, even if mishap occurred later. So I have a question. And Taimar, basa shenitma of nezugas tamim. Basa became tamim before zrika. So you think it's out. There's not a chance. And then zrika occurred. V'achle l'achas zrika tamim. He ate after zrika. So why is he chayev? Why is Rechiv of Karis? If one eats it when he's tamei. Well, you know, we only excluded pigul, but this case apparently is chayev. Why? It was a non-starter. It was tamei during the zrika. It was never mutter for a tar to eat. They never had a successful moment. The answer is tzitz. Mesha tzitz meratze. The tzitz takes care of it and makes the zrika a successful zrika. And therefore, even though practically it's not really roi for a tar to eat, we consider it as if it is. And therefore, karis applies if one eats a betumah. Now clearly, we're only allowing the tzitz to rectify tumah, nitma in, but yaitse loi, but something that was yaitse, before zrika, zrika will not take care of it. Why? Because zrika can only take care of something which is local, which is here, not outside. Man shamas le d'amar ein zrika melas liyaitse. This is an old discussion we had a while ago. Who's the one who says that zrika cannot benefit material which is outside? That's Rabbi Lezer. We happen to know it's Rabbi Lezer shita. Okay, so we assume this brisa, which doesn't allow zrika to address liyaitse as Rabbi Lezer as well. Uktani, and the brisa still tells us the merat zetzitz alachilois. That's it. will address tuma, right, that occurred on the basar, which is achiles, which is not carbon material, right? And that's why it's deemed a successful carbon, considered like a shasa kosher. And if one eats it when he's tummy, there's cars, as we just explained. Okay, so if that's the case, we have a problem, because earlier, between Reb Lezer and Yisr, whether tzitz can take care of achilles, can take care of an issue with the basar, and we have to switch things around, right? Remember, we have to switch the names around. And we came out that according to Reb Lezer, the tzitz will not be meratz al achilles. But we just said it is meratz al achilles. So there goes that. Says the Gemara, Elam Rav Chizda. So back to our question. What was the original question? We had a stira between two brises regarding the tzitz taking care of the tumah on the dam. First brisa says, well, only if it's b'shoigig and not b'mezid. Second brisa says, b'shoigig and b'mezid. Says Rav Chizda, if we get a relazer of Yasi, an attempt didn't work. The second brisa which says that the tzitz can take care of the tumah on the dam, whether it's b'shoigig or b'mezid, and even al achilles on the basar. That's Reb Lezer, as we just established. Reb Lezer holds tzitz can take care of achilles. Harabbanon, the first brisa which says, well, tzitz can only take care of shoigig and amit. That's the rabbanon. They thought that we make a kana, we penalize when it was done b'mezid. Says the Gemara, Eimur d'shamas le'ed Reb Lezer, the meratz tzitz al achilles. Now, so far we only know the kodesh Reb Lezer tzitz can take care of a tumah on the achilles on the basar we just established on the brisa. But we don't know to the extent that he's not going to penalize when it was amazed. I mean, it's two separate issues here. How do we know that according to Reb Lezer, we're not going to apply penalties and penalize something which was done by amazed? And yeah, says the Gemara, actually, I'll tell you. Just as we learned before that according to Reb Yosi, that we don't penalize amazed, Shamas le'Reb Lezer, Reb Lezer likewise. Holds that we don't apply a knas by mezid. The sanya blazoyim bein b'shoigig b'mezid. Rasa truma, right? And the story of the truma over there. He says whether it's mezid or b'shoigig, it's okay. Well, em shamas le'ed blazer b'truma. The kila is true that by truma, which is relatively, lighter than kabanis, we don't penalize. But kachim dechamir mishamas le'ed. How do we know that blazer would apply the same idea by kabanis, which are more chamer? Maybe he'll penalize the fellow who did it b'mezid. Well, then we're stuck in kain ha amantar maya. That's the case. So then the brisa, which says that there's no knas by mezid, who's going to be the speaker on the brisa? So you have no choice. You have to say it's Reb Lezer, even though we can't really, definitively conclude as such, but it's our guess that that is Reb Lezer's sheet. Okay, so bottom line is, we answered that contradiction between the two brises regarding the tzitz taking care of a tumah. In one brisa we say, only b'shoigig and not b'mezid. Other brisa we say b'shoigig and b'mezid. One is Reb Lezer, one is the Rabban. Rabbeinu Amar, it comes a second terrorist at Akash. He says, you know what? It's all the same opinion. The brisa is talking about two different aspects of the story. One is how the tumah occurred. Was it, negligence, or was it b'shoigig? Second point is, when he did the zrika, did he do it knowingly or unknowingly? So Bryce is addressing two different aspects of the story. And the second Bryce says that even b'mezid works, the tumah occurred b'mezid. He was metamed b'mezid. Ultimately, there can be a ritzur tzitz on that too. But it all depends what was his mindset when he did the zrika. Zrika asai, and that's the first Bryce. Zrika asai, it depends. How the zrika was done. Under what mindset? B'shoigig was done by mistake. Hurtza, then it works. B'mezid hurtza, not b'mezid. Why are you doing it if you know that it's tummy? It's a very simple answer to the question. One rice is speaking about how it happened. Doesn't matter how it happened. Second rice is speaking about how you proceeded. And only b'shoigig does it work. Rav Shila Amar goes the other way. So because if b'shoigig b'mezid hurtza, by the zrika doesn't matter how you're doing it. B'shoigig b'mezid it works. Tumasai, It really depends on how the tumah happened. And that's the first price. If it happened by mistake, then eventually, if he does his rika, it works. If he learns that if he did it willingly, what are you doing with the tamid of blood? It's a no-no. So we don't allow it through. It says the Rav Shila, according to Rav Shila, that the mezid that doesn't work, that's in terms of how it became tamei, hadetani shenitma bein b'shoy b'mezid. But the second brisa says that it became tamei even b'mezid it works. And he's saying it not. Hachikam, the brisa means like this: nitma b'shoy v'zarke became tamei b'shoy by accident. V'zarke, then he proceeded and did his rika. That doesn't matter. Bein b'shoy b'mezid it works. Tashma, it comes to another kasha. On of Shila, dam shenitma v'zarkei, dam that came tummy did this rika b'shogeg horz meiz lo'ertza. So clearly, if you did this rika b'meiz, it doesn't work. Hachikam of the brayse means like this: dam shenitma v'zarkei, b'shogeg meiz, dam that became tummy and this rika was done, whether shogeg meiz it works. Right, but it depends on how it happened. Meaning, how does rika happen doesn't matter. Nitma b'shoigig hurtza, mezla hurtza. Depends how the tumah occurred. B'shoigig, yeah, then eventually it works. But if we know that he intentionally was metame the blood, it was negligence, then there's no allowance, and we don't let it through. So the rabbana, the tzitz will not address it, he has to bring a new card. Okay, so today we discussed the concept of ritzit tzitz. We'll address some sort of deficiency regarding karbonis. Only karbonis, not the person, so not his left hand. Likewise, only tuma, not balmum, says leirotza, not oven pigel, not oven noiser, not oven yoitze, has to be something which occurred lefnei Hashem. So, only thing we have is tuma, which actually has some sort of mitigating factor. We find that by tzibur you can do it with tuma. So, even by karbon yachad, it takes care of it. Now, the question is, was it b'sheigo b'mezit? So, one brisa says, only shogeg, other one says even b'mezid. We have three solutions. Either it's machlekes, according to one shita we make a knas by mezid, or according to Ravina, there's no machlekes. The brisa is simply stating that the tumah, how it happened, doesn't bother us. But if he did this rika b'mezid, then the tzitz does not take care of it. According to Rav Shila, it's the other way around. If he allowed the current to become tamei b'mezid, in this case, tzitz will not address it, but b'shogeg it will. All the best to you, and hatzlacha.